This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After Hijrah, Surah Al-Ma'idah is revealed much later. In fact, it is the last of the major surahs to be revealed, possibly revealed in the last year or the second last year of the Prophet's life. This is the last surah in the Quran to contain any laws. The only things to be revealed after Surah Al-Ma'idah are a few short surahs related to our beliefs, like Surah An-Nasr. Right? So this is the last of the major revelation. And what Surah Al-Ma'idah is about, primarily, are the final laws of Islam. All of the final laws of Islam are mentioned in the surah. So Surah Al-Ma'idah talks about the prohibitions, like the prohibition of alcohol and gambling. It talks about food, what is halal and what is haram in terms of food. It talks about marriage, what is halal, what is haram in terms of who you can marry. It talks about the wudu and about salah. All of the laws of Islam are laid out in the surah. And the surah begins with a verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, awfu bil uqud. O you who believe, fulfill your contracts. And the scholars have interpreted this verse to have two meanings. Number one, fulfill your contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning obey Allah and live a life that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The secondary meaning of this verse, fulfill your contracts and promises to each other. A Muslim does not break his promises. A Muslim does not violate his contract. A Muslim is honest and trustworthy. And we believe that breaking and violating one's promises and contracts is a sign of a hypocrite, not a sign of a true believer. Then two verses later, we have one of the most important verses in the Quran. So important that in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of the Jewish people living in Medina came to me and said, Oh Umar, there is a verse in your Quran that I wish we had it in our Torah. There is a verse in your Quran so special that I wish we had it in the Torah. And Umar radiallahu anhu asked, which verse is that? He said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today I have perfected for you your way of life. I have completed my favor upon you. And I am pleased with Islam as your way of life. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in this, the final set of laws, Allah begins it by declaring, today I have perfected your way of life. When a Jewish man read this verse, he said, this is it. This is the most important thing that God can tell anyone. That your way of life is perfect. And according to some of the narrations, he eventually ended up accepting Islam himself. My point here is that we need to think about this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that he has perfected this religion. And so we have the perfect way of life, the perfect set of beliefs, the perfect laws, the perfect set of characteristics to follow, the best of manners, the best of character, the best means to purify our soul, the best social system, the best economic system. We have the best of everything. But it's our fault if we don't understand it properly or we don't implement it properly. So let us close by pondering on this concept. Are we portraying this best of ways of life to everybody else in a way that will attract them to it? That we see in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, people were attracted to the way of life that they had. And people converted to Islam and people wanted to be Muslim. And throughout our history, this was the case whenever Muslims were in power. But today, you know, many a times we portray the opposite. That even we ourselves are not 100% sure that is this the true way of life, is this the best way of life, and some of us even have an inferiority complex towards other ways of life. So let us remember Allah has said that this is the best way of life. And He said He is pleased with Islam as our religion. And so we should be pleased with Islam as our religion. And one small dua that we can make every single day to make this firm in our hearts is Raditu Billahi Rabba wa bin Islam Deena wa bin Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Nabiya. That I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, with Islam as my way of life, and with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as my Prophet. That this is a dua we should make every single day and it should become firm in our hearts and it should be manifest in how we live our lives. So this surah, as we recite it, you will see many, many laws of Islam being recited and many verses addressing the Jews and the Christians. This is one of the last surahs to be revealed. Let us think about it, let us ponder over it, and let us live it and practice it. SubhanAllah, Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa salamu ala mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.